Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
It's football time. You know, I was hoping, Julie Donaldson, that we could start with, hey, the Cowboys lost. There's another window here for Washington. But the Cowboys did pull out a win last night. So that makes this game against Las Vegas even more important, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to be able to control a division. And right now, you know, we've been sitting in a good spot to be able to actually make the postseason. But you want to be able to win it. That would be great. But you have to be able to take down the Cowboys. So you don't want them getting hot. We do have to go take care of business out in Las Vegas, because we'll get the Cowboys when we come on back and be able to see how that matchup goes. But you want to go into them feeling good about yourself.
And they've got to feel good about themselves coming off that Monday Night Football win against Seattle. That's the kind of game you got to win if you're actually going to contend. So now how can they take that victory into Las Vegas and match up with the Raiders?
You know, we talk a lot about momentum. Obviously, right now the team has that with three straight wins. Coach Rivera said, I'd rather call it confidence, because that's what this team has. They believe in themselves. They believe in their teammates. And, you know, when I've talked with some of the guys throughout the week, it says they understand where their help's coming from. They're trusting each other. And when you start trusting, knowing that your teammate is going to do his assignment where he's going to be, and you just focus in on yours, that's what Coach Rivera's been preaching all season long. Just do yours. Trust that your teammate's doing theirs, and then that's where you get the play, because it doesn't matter who makes the play, just that it's actually made. And we're seeing them reap the benefits of that. We're seeing them actually having a lot of fun playing the game with a certain amount of intensity. They were really slow out of the gate starting in the season, and now you're seeing them come right out and kind of like give a good punch right to the opponent. And that's the intensity that you want. It gives them a lead. It keeps, you know, the defense giving the other teams all sorts of fits. And it just carries out throughout the game. So looking forward to seeing how they bring that to the Raiders on Sunday.
Hey, Julie, this is Patrice. So Taylor Heinicke, he seems to be out of a rut, and he seems to have gotten his legs under him. What are you expecting for this weekend's game?
I mean, you have to remember with Taylor, he's only had 11 starts. So he's really young learning this position. And I did a show with Joe Theismann and Doug Williams talking about him. And they talk about how he's learned, how he's, you know, anticipating throws. He's better with his timing, because if you wait early on, which is one of the problems, till your receiver's open, he's covered by then. And now you're giving the defender a chance to get that interception and that pick because they have their eyes better on it. We're seeing Taylor throw more timely throws to where he's leading the player, the receiver, to be open, to make the play. He believes in himself. He believes in those guys. That offensive line has held up really well for him despite so many injuries. And the one thing I think you want for him, too, is just to, when they give him that read pass option, he has the choice. If it's not open, take it and run, because he's got these legs that he can escape. He's like Houdini in a bit, escape that sack and that pressure and keep things going. So the team believes in him. He believes in himself. So, and he's a heck of a lot of fun to watch.
And it does seem like the team's having fun with Taylor Heinicke out there. They really do. They sort of celebrate his sort of, you know, David and Goliath sort of mindset out there. It's fun to watch. So it'll be this Sunday in Las Vegas, the new stadium there built for the Raiders in Sin City. You behave yourself out there, Julie Donaldson.
You know, there's I'm heading on a plane today.
A lot of trouble you can get into in Vegas, I've been told. And hopefully Washington will get the victory, and then we will have a very exciting final 5 weeks of the season. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
Yep, of course.
You will hear the game right here on WMAL, as you hear all the games on your favorite station, 105.9 FM WMAL.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.